The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you get a little annoyed when you see all these guys walking around in t-shirts and walking into the locker rooms and everything
else. I don't know.
This starts the long, arduous baseball season starts today for the Yankees. And, you know, look, for all intents and purposes, they should breeze right through the American League, even with the loss of Juan Soto. The addition of Max Fried, I think, is going to be great for them. And you know what? There's nobody in the American League. It's baseball. I understand that, Susan. But there's nobody in the American League even remotely close to how good they are. Orioles give them a run for their money? I don't know.
You never know, as you mentioned, in baseball. It's a tricky sport, and there's injuries and everything else. But, yeah, I mean, this team is built once again to get at least to the ALCS, most likely to the World Series, and, you know, try to improve on the things that kept them from winning a championship last year. And it's not so much that I'm excited that there's baseball, but it's still so long to go. And then it's like, I guess because we're desperate now that football's over and just these guys showing up gets people excited.
I'm not desperate.
I don't know. Maybe baseball fans are. I mean, I'm not desperate either.
This is the beginning. It's the beginning of spring, it feels like.
Yeah. You know what I noticed yesterday, too?
What did you notice yesterday?
About the Mets, and this is something we're going to have to deal with all year long, which is fine. And this is what happens when a team spends a lot of money and makes a lot of big splashes. You know, Harold Reynolds was on with the BT and Sal yesterday.
Harold Reynolds.
You do like Harold Reynolds.
I do like Harold Reynolds. Yes, I do like Harold Reynolds, yes.
So I don't know if you're going to like him still after he was saying that the Mets lineup is not impressive and it's got a lot of holes in it and it's thin and all of these things.
That was his opinion?
Yeah, it was his opinion, yeah.
It doesn't change my opinion of him.
Okay.
Just because he has a pointed opinion about what he sees as a weakness, I don't have a problem with him having that opinion.
So I didn't even really care about that specifically. The thing that I felt and projected from that interview was that the Mets are going to have haters all year long. The fun, lovable, OMG, Jose Iglesias Mets are dead, and now everybody's going to come out of the woodwork. Maybe not as much with as the Dodgers, but the Mets are going to be that team that people want to poke holes in now because Steve Cohen's spending the money, $750 million to Juan Soto. So Mets fans, buckle up, because there's going to be haters everywhere now.
Hey, $750 million for Juan Soto, that's enough to make everybody hate you. You know, that's basically what it comes down to. You spend more money. Now, it was interesting. I did hear a little bit of the discussion yesterday with Tiki and Evan and the other guys. What the hell are their names?
I actually want you to struggle with them now. That's funnier to me while you try to figure it out what their names are.
Lugi and Moran.
There you go. Very good. Very good.
I just say that just to bust their chops. Yep. They did have a very, very good point yesterday. Talking about spending, you know, $750 million for Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how much supposedly a new stadium with a dome on top of it would cost. And they had asked, and I was going to actually take part, I was going to participate in their poll. Would you want a dome stadium, or would you want Juan Soto?
I mean, for me, it's baseball has always been outside, right? And with the Mets and the Yankees, I understand that it's nice to have an indoor stadium, but you don't necessarily need it.
I think it comes on the heels of Kodai Senga saying, you know,
yes,
we could have an indoor stadium. We probably would have more Japanese players. And I was just thinking about that. Put that in perspective. You gave one player $760 million.
Yeah, over time. You know, I mean,
but you could over time pay off, a bond or something to build a stadium. I mean, this is why I say that all these owners who are all these billionaires, if they can give the money, that kind of money to a player, then they should be able to build their own stadiums.
Sure.
And pay for them and put domes on them. I would much rather have a dome on Citi Field. I'd love to go to games in April and May as opposed to sitting out in the freezing cold and having a 7:30 night game like on a Wednesday night when nobody shows up.
Yeah, retractable. Is it retractable? Well,
I mean, you can make it retractable, but that would cost a little bit more money.
Well, maybe
you couldn't have Pete Alonso and Juan Soto.
I mean, I can't imagine on a beautiful 75-degree day with a low wind in June, and you're out there going to a baseball game, and then it's inside at that point. If it's retractable and you get rid of all the March, April, and then late season cold games, and then the pouring rain and the thunderstorms having to wait around for a two-hour rain delay, then yeah, that would be great.
Right.
But I cannot eliminate...
No rain delays, nothing.
I cannot eliminate the beautiful baseball day outside, though.
Then open a roof like they do in Toronto
and
Miami.
Yeah. Retractable roof.
Then do that, okay? Fine.
Yeah.